The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We adore thee. We adore thee. We adore thee. Oh, we adore thee, we adore thee, we adore thee, oh Lord. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, there are so many songs of worship and adoration that are ringing down in my soul this morning as I seek your face. As I turn to you, God, as I look to the hills, as I commit myself to you, as I look for you to come to bring about peace, to bring about assuredness, to bring about, oh God, comfort, to bring about strength, God, to bring about hope. God, just songs that are ringing down in my soul just to give you adoration, just to let you know that I love you. I thank you for being such a consistent God this morning. I thank you for being such a steadfast God this morning. I thank you, God, this morning for being a faithful God. All of those words have similar meanings, God, but they have a different connotation. God, I just want to say thank you for being everything that we need and more on this day. Another day that you have made. Another day of victory that's ahead of us. Another day of being more than overcomers. Another day of knowing that there's greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Another day that I can understand and I can believe and I can walk in that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. God, I thank you, God, today for the victory that you have in store, God. Storm clouds have risen, God. The storm, strong winds are blowing, Lord. But I have been reminded, God, that you are faithful, that you are steady, that you are a strong tower, that you are a rock in the weary land, God, that you are a shelter in the time of storm. God, you are faithful, God, and your word tells us that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. And so as we rise this morning, God, to give your name glory, God, there is, God, a peace about us even now, God. Oh, God, before I begin to pray, God, there's so many things that are weighing heavy on my mind, God. There are so many different storms that are raging in my life, God. Oh, God, that it seems like things are not going the way that I want them to go. But I was reminded as I was meditating on my issues this morning before prayer, God, that you reminded us on Sunday, God, that strong winds may blow, God. You have sent us on a journey, on a destination. And God, your word tells us that you have sent us there. Since you have ordered our footsteps, God, and you know our evening from our beginning, God, that no weapon, no situation, no issue, no, God, storm that is rising up in our life shall be able to prosper because you're going to come to our rescue, God. You're going to come to our rescue, Lord. And so, God, I thank you, God, for peace in the time of storm. I thank you that we may be troubled on every hand, God, but we're not defeated. We're not perplexed. Oh, God, we may be cast down, but we're not forsaken. God, you are the strength of our lives. You are the reason why we live and move and have our very being. So, God, we say thank you, God. There's no complaints running out of our mouths this morning. There's no crying running from our souls this morning. But we are standing before your throne this morning telling you thank you because the way is going to be made. Thank you, Lord, because the door is going to be opened. Thank you, Lord, because you're going to heal our bodies. Thank you, Lord, because you're going to save our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, because it's already done. We have an imagination, God, to see that it's not always going to look or going to be like this. So, God, encourage us today. And remind us, oh God, as we walk along this perilous pathways, this terrible pathways, as we walk through life today, help us to not lean unto our own understanding. But God, give us to pray. You tell us that men ought to always pray. That means, God, and not faint. Men, and we should pray without ceasing. God, huh? God, you tell us, you give us in your word to don't sit around doing other things that don't build up your spirit, man. But if you have some free time, find yourself praying. If you don't have some free time, find yourself praying. If you don't know what to do, find yourself praying. If you find yourself worrying, find yourself praying instead. God, pray, pray. That's what you tell us consistently because prayer keeps us connected to you, Lord. Prayer keeps our eyes and our focus stayed on you. We don't want to walk by sight, but we want to walk by faith. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We have evidence of God of you working on our behalf, God. We have evidence of you being faithful and you being just. We have evidence, oh God, that your track record is sure, God. You've done it over and over again. When the children of Israel were in despair, God, you made a way out of no way, God. When they found themselves coming up against the Red Sea and the Egyptians behind them, Lord, you made a way out of no way, God, and you allowed them to cross on dry land, Lord. When they were fearful, God, and they didn't think that they can take the promised land, God, you filtered out those that doubted you, and you brought them over, oh God, into their wealthy place, God. God. You have a consistent track record, Lord. When they fell into sin, God, and they cried out to you, Lord, you made a way of escape, God. You put their enemies under them, God, and you made their enemies their footstool, God, over and over again. When David came against the lion and the bear, God, you gave him the victory, Lord. When he came against Goliath, Lord, you gave him the victory, Lord. You have done it over and over and over again. And since you're not a respecter of persons, Lord, if you've done it before, God, you can do it again. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, God, help us today to not be weary, well-doing. God, the preacher told us on Sunday night, God, that midnight is coming. Oh, God, trouble don't last always, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you, midnight come. And when we find ourselves in our midnight situation, Lord, morning is coming. Joy cometh in the morning. Midnight don't last all night. It does not last always. So help us to be like Paul and Silas, God, and to begin to find ourselves praying and praising. Because it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto you. And when they made up in their mind that they were going to stop worrying about whatever was going on and begin to pray and to praise you, God, you sent an earthquake, God. You sent praises, God. You brought yourself into their situation and shook up their situation and their environment, God. And those affliction, God, seemed to have been just on them. God, the relief, the favor, hallelujah. The victory was not just for them, but it was for everybody that was around them. Because when the earthquake shook, Lord, it shook up the entire prison, Lord, and it broke everybody free. It set everybody free. And so, God, the trials and the tribulations, Lord, the storms that we're running through today, they're not just for our relief and our victory, God, but it's for those that we are attached to. It's for those that we are connected to, God. Victory shall be ours, oh God. Freedom shall be ours, God. Life shall be ours, God. And abundance shall be ours, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So help us to hold on to you today. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathway. It's a word that we must hide in our hearts so that we might sin against, and we might not sin against thee. And that sin is the sin of doubt. That sin is a sin of hopelessness. That sin is a sin of despair, where we don't use you or we don't rely upon you, where we don't rest in you. We don't find our peace and our hope and our joy in you. We run to the world. We run to these things that are carnally minded. We make things our idols when we should not put anything else before you. Tell us in your word to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness. And then you'll add all these things unto us. Open our eyes that we might see. Elisha told Gehazi, I said this on Sunday, Lord. Gehazi saw the Syrian army entrapping them. And God, we have so many things that are trying to trap us, trying to overwhelm us, trying to overcome us, trying to brutalize us, trying to destroy us. God, we have armies of things in this world that are trying to put us under subjection, trying to put us in bondage. But God, help us to see, open up our eyes that we might see, not the bill, not the, God, unfaithful spouse, not the unruly child, oh God, not the bad finances, not the bill upon bill. God, help us not to just focus on those things, but God, open up our eyes. Not the sickness in the body, God. Not the boss on the job acting up, God. Oh, God, not despair, God, because it doesn't look like it's going to work out in our favor. Help us not just to see those things, but help us to see the army that you have there that's working on our behalf. For those that are with us are greater than those that are against us. Help us to see you, God, in the beauty of holiness this day. As I said, I had a lot on my mind before I began to pray. And God, I don't know if this is the thoughts of the people as well, but I want to say thank you, God, because you do all things well. Open up our eyes that we may see that there is greater, that there's more that's for us and more than those that are against us today. Help us to not walk in fear, walk in despair today. Drive out those things, that spirit of despair out of our lives this day and give us the boldness to say, bid me to come. We want to get to you, Lord. And though the storm may be raging, Lord, we want to find ourselves in your hands on this day. So honor our consecration this day as we put our flesh under subjection. We're not on a hunger strike today, but God, we are fasting with purpose. God, we need a breakthrough in our lives, Lord. We need breakthroughs. We need situations changed in our lives, Lord. We are fasting on purpose this morning. God, we need souls to be saved, God. Oh, God, family members to be brought back, oh, God, out of darkness, Lord. We need breakthroughs in our finances, Lord. God, we're fasting for purpose, oh, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. We need healing in our bodies, oh, God. We need breakthroughs on our jobs, Lord. We need doors to be open, Lord. We are fasting on purpose today. So hear the pleas. Hear the cries of your people. Hear our prayers this morning. Holy Ghost, intercede on our behalf. Take our moanings and our groanings to the Father. Bring them before him, God. And then let our worship, oh God, draw him near. Draw him into our situation so that he may shift our atmosphere and that he may get the glory and the honor and the praise. Bless these, your people, this day. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory and honor and the praise. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen.